from the start, it was a very slow tempo to the game. We never got into it. We were not at the races in that first half, and the fans know that. I know that. And very disappointed with some of the players out there today. Very, very disappointed.
What in particular weren't you happy with? Why do you feel it didn't happen from the players' point of view?
Well, there was no passion in it. There was no drive. There's no determination. In fact, it was one-paced. And, you know, we're playing whether the second bottom of the division or several divisions below us. If you play at a tempo like that, then we are going to have a problem. And it allowed them to build up into the game. And all they were doing is causing us problems by putting the ball in the box. There was nobody near them to stop them from crossing it. And, of course, that caused us the problems in the first half, and that's where the goals come from. And bitterly disappointed with that first half performance, as the fans are, and rightly so, criticising myself or the players. We deserve what we got today in that first half. And if they showed anything like in the second, what we did in the second half, in the first half, we might have got something out of the game. And that's the difference in the two halves. And the changes that we made showed where we needed to change.
Within that criticism, then, is the team selection. Did you get the team selection right?
I got the actual team in terms of formation right. I think the personnel, obviously, on the same wavelength as we want them to be. And coasting is a word I'd use, and that's not good enough.
I think the main point is, obviously, you say about the formation, but in terms of the selection, you brought Ruben Noble Lazarus in, but you didn't opt for two wide men. And you kept him on the bench. And we are getting people asking the question about that. Why did you go with that when you've got a natural wide man on the bench?
Well, I mean, Ruben is, you know, just come into the club, and the purpose of it was to give us support and to give a kick up the backside to those who are underperforming. What I did see this week was an increased improvement in the training. I felt this was an opportunity for the players to actually show that, you know, the place is up for grabs. And if they don't perform, then there's somebody there waiting in the wings. Now, it's not whether we had Ruben in the starting lineup would change the actual game itself. I think the whole tempo of the whole game was very, very poor. There was indecision being made all over the park, not just in the wide areas. Central midfield was indecision and poor decision making. The two strikers up front didn't link up very well. In fact, they didn't hold the ball up long enough. They give the ball away too cheaply. And the two centre halves, first time they played together, and it showed. So there's a lot of areas that I was disappointed with today, and we need to have a huge, huge improvement to get out of it. Because over the last couple of weeks in particular, it's been very, very disappointing, to say the least.
The two players that made way at half-time were Etienne Assayas and Dave Sayas. You've been critical of the players. Are the fingers pointing in that direction, or are they just the two players that had to make way?
It could have been, let's be honest, it could have been any of them, couldn't it? Let's be honest, I could have changed the centre-halves, could have changed the strikers, but we needed some service. And, you know, the fact that we'd had two crosses come in the first half, when we had chances to actually cross the ball, and we didn't, we chose not to, we chose to pass it on the instructions, and certainly the gameplay that was supposed to create problems towards Accrington, particularly at the back. That changed in the second half, and you've seen right within the first couple of minutes when, you know, we nearly got a goal, which might have lifted the spirits and maybe got something out of the game. But the damage that we're doing to ourselves in the first half particularly is unacceptable, and I know that, and everybody knows that, and we're going to have to change it if necessary to get back to where we were weeks ago.
Which is something we addressed before the game, didn't we, in the build-up, and we've been talking about it in the weeks leading up to this, the continuity and the link-up play in there.
Yep.
How much more concerned are you, having seen it for yet another 45 minutes?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The link-up was, non-existent. As I said, I can't hide it, and I won't hide it. We are bitterly disappointed with individuals, in which I've said that in the dressing room, and I'll maintain that's where it's going to stay. I'm not coming out here to criticise individual players and tell it's his fault. It's we're all in together, and we'll take the blame together, and I'll criticise individuals to them faces, and it will stay in the dressing room, and rightly so. That's where it will change.